Last time we began to discuss the issue of grammar, that I told you that Rabbi Schechter mentioned the name of my uncle, this Ayurveda and also heard of myself, that he was very much opposed to the Machon grammar in Eretz Yisrael. In one shir, the teacher of the Kama,
Rabbi Halper?
I don't know if he knew about Rabbi Halper. I think they work with a different principle. I don't think they work with grammar. I'm not up to there. I'm just talking about I think it's Sumit. But I don't know if he was referring to Sumit. I think maybe he was referring to the Rabbanim who more or less stand behind it. I don't know whom he was referring to. But in fact, after he was already more overcome, and he said that according to many Rishonim, even if the person doesn't do the melech himself, he does the melech, but it's a koyach, he referred to it always as koyach achim uravai. There's another force working conjunction with him, and it's through the combination of the what he's doing, the force that's working together with him, that the melech is done. He said still, according to many Rishonim, that's considered to be that he does the Melech HaShabbos, that he's doing.
I have a sefer written by my old friend, the late friend Willie Lowe, Zev Lev, called Kol Hacher. That's the name of the sefer.
So that's Professor Lev.
Zev Lev.
From Machon Lev.
He started. That's
the name. So he writes about Shabbos.
So he gave me a sefer. His name of the sefer is Kol Hacher. I'll bring it next time.
All right, so I'm interested to see what he says. But I think he was a little bit upset. He spoke about it.
He was a physicist for training, and so.
Right. I know.
The classic example of what you're describing is Zorev and Ruch. Mesaito.
Yes, so that's what Michael said. That it's Chayav. So Michael explained that the two Shikas, we showed them how to explain it. Some Rishonim say that even though the Melacha is done together with the Kol Chacham Urabo, but also what the Kol Chacham Urabo is doing, it's attributed to him, it's served to him. It's considered as if he did it. Other Rishonim say that it's not that it's considered as if he's doing it. The wind is doing it, and he's only a grummer. But the Torah and Shabbos is mechayev him on the grummer, even though grummer in general is patur on Shabbos. But in certain melachas, grummer is part of the definition of the melacha. Like baking. He doesn't really do the baking, he just puts the bread into the oven. The baking is done by the fire, and it's only a koyach hachamura by it. But that's his aver. His melacha is in the fact that he prepares the bread to be baked by putting the bread into the oven or over the fire. So he prepares it to be baked. That's the melacha. In essence, it's really a grumma. But that's the definition of melacha. He's chayev for that grumma. So some Rishonim say that that's what the Rosh says. That that's how the melacha of Zorah is defined. The melacha of Zorah is defined. Not so much that he's separating the chaff and the grain, but that he's preparing the grain, he's preparing the tefuah to have the chaff be separated by the wind from the grain. And that's his melacha. That's what Tosfos Bava Kama says. Tosfos Bava Kama says that he's chayav for the grummer. That's Rosh Hashanah Tosfos. So according to that, when it's koichach on Shabbos, it wouldn't be chayav. It's something specific about Zorah v'ruach. Sounds specific about Zorah v'ruach Nesayayitai. And according to other Rishonim, my uncle said that's the sheet of Rashi Bava Kama. The sheet is that the melacha is mitzuruf to him. His Zorah v'ruach Nesayayitai is not a specific Rashi just about Zorah. It's a rule, it's a principle of melacha Shabbos in general. That was a koich hacham urabai, so it's attributed to him. So the case which they spoke about, which Rabbi Shechter spoke about, was, and since Rabbi Shechter is really the one that, because I know my uncle said in Shir, people forgot already, he's the one that really publicized this as much as people know it. And it's interesting that all the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Mercer, they all picked it up from Rabbi Shechter. I went to the internet site of Yeshiva University, yutora.org, I listened to the tapes, and they like all follow Rabbi Shechter. In fact, they even quote Rabbi Shechter about this. This is where they get it from. And they say about a Shabbos clock, let's say let's say one question of the Shabbos kach is, if let's say light is supposed to go on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then he decides he wants to make it go on at 12 o'clock noontime. So that's the question which Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discussed. I didn't see Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's side. I've heard people quote him that he said that it's us, but I've heard people say that he didn't say unequivocally it's us. He said it's a tzad to say it's us, but there's also a tzad to make. So therefore, in case of someone that's maybe crippled and it's not rebel, so he was not to the use of some type of machine like a wheelchair, whatever it was. That worked on some electricity to do it. That's what I've heard. I haven't read inside, but these are stories that that I've heard. But he also said that it's usher because you're making the light go on earlier. You're effectively making that go on earlier. It doesn't happen right away. So they other people want to argue since it doesn't go on right away. So that's grammar, and it's that's grammar to argue. The verse says in Shabbos, the verse says in Shabbos, if there's a fire. So a person cannot extinguish the fire in Shabbos, but he could put up kadam barrels of water a distance from the fire, and the fire will reach it. So then the kadam will be broken by the fire, by the heat, and then the water will extinguish the fire. So Gemara says that's groma. It's not us in Gemara, it's us on the Jabbana, so Chacham will matter in that case. So they want to argue that any melacha that you do, if it doesn't happen right away, that's considered to be groma. Marco was very opposed, so that's why they argued that a Shabbos clock, so the light will go on now at noontime. So they didn't say it's muta, but they just said it's nano simidareisa, that this is considered to be grammar. So that's why there's today everyone's saying, if you use that principle, you set up a washing machine that when you press the button, it won't start washing right away, it'll take 10 minutes. So that also be grammar. You'll be able to devise a car that's going to be able to drive using that principle and say it's not some of the right side. Anyway, but my uncle was very opposed to it, and I've heard that there were statements in the Yosemite a few months ago also coming up very strongly against it. But there are two things interesting.
Pushing up the Shabbos clock or the
pushing up the whole principle of grammar. I don't think they're putting Shabbos, but the whole principle of grammar. And I don't think the argument is, because then, I mean, the argument is mentioned, because then everything will be able to be done, you'll be able to do omelachas. I don't think that's the argument. The argument has to be an argument of principle.
Delaying isn't an issue.
Yes, so that's what my uncle wanted to say, but delaying doesn't make a difference. He wanted, but my uncle enunciated the principle, but there are two issues that I bring up in connection with Rabbi Shechter. First of all, this is someone else pointed out to me. The question is, what if the light's supposed to go on at 2 o'clock? Instead, you push the clock forward to the light should go on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, instead of going at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The question is whether that's us or not. So someone pointed out to me, if you read what Rabbi Shechter says, Rabbi Shechter really doesn't make any difference. If you want to take a look at every place he writes about it, it doesn't make any difference. Just look at his language.
So whether it's forward or back, it makes no difference.
That's what you would see.
Yeah.
But the Shabbos says to push it back to 4 o'clock is mutter.
Yeah, the Shabbos on the Arab certainly said clearly that it's mutter. He said unless it's done with pegs, that once you change it and you have to put something in that should make go on, then it's also good. You're just changing the clock. So he said it's mutter. Wherever he writes about it, he doesn't make the distinction. So it's certainly very confusing. Take a look in Nefesh HaRav. He says, "Mor Shabbos Lavur, the Rom, the Nogayim Lech Shabbos Lech Isu the Rites of the Grama. The Kama Miposkis Manila Tafsu should get the Grama Hainu Ba'is and Ma'is Achshav Shemavil the Melacha Lachazman. For Benul Hasting Al Gdor Yazu Betonu Shemurba the Kama Lavur." Afilu b'koch hachem ruah boi gam ken havi melacha d'oraisa. Av chapish hamlocha enenu mishava ad lach hazman. It's not exactly true. Also, this is not right. He doesn't point out it. My uncle said it's a machlok kashishonim. It's not. My uncle didn't say that on the kol hadeis. My uncle clearly said that according to the Rosh, according to Tosfos, it's not that way. According to the Rosh, according to Tosfos, it's something unique about Zoyra perukos hayaito that he's chayek b'koch hachem ruah boi, not because the Kol Chachmuru was mitzurf to him, but because that's the definition of the melacha, that's the essence of the melacha, that he prepares the tvua to have the grain, the chaff be separated from the grain through the ruach. So first of all, it's not right that he doesn't say to Machlokes Rishonim. And I don't know in all this far with the other points enough. Then it says, "Alavadi tzorach lomish hagdoras grama haynu hechad akoyach acher adayin lo hischa lifol ad la'achazman dum yis halacha the sof chama lava the sof tzina lava." This also, Lamiya's daiti. No, I didn't hear the shum that he heard. Lamiya's daiti, he's already making a statement here that isn't correct. He's comparing it to the Gemara. The Gemara says that if, let's say, a person is in a place where it's very hot, the heat can kill someone. So he takes someone, he ties him up, that he cannot escape from the heat. So he's chayev. He's chayev for tzeach. But if he ties him up in a place where the heat is yet to come, where the heat is yet to come, then he's putter. He's just to be a
good.
Even 100%. Sof chamalova. So he's saying that's the principle of my uncle. In other words, that if the force is already in motion, that's how my uncle distinguishes in the Gemara of Samach and the Gemara of Kufchaf about the fire, about the barrels of water. That if the force is already in motion, if heat sets into into motion a certain force that's already working, that will eventually do the malacha, then that's considered to be his vice. Then that's equivalent to Zer V'ruach Masayaita. But the guy who puts up the barrel, he didn't set any force into motion. It's going to take time for the force to reach the barrels. So therefore it's considered a grammar. So he's comparing it to the case of Sof Chamaleva. In other words, Sof Chamaleva, he just tied him up. He didn't set any force into motion. If he ties him up in a place where, the heat is already present, it'll just take an hour for the heat to kill him, if you let son. So then he's chayev. So he wants to compare that, but I claim that this is not what my uncle said, because my uncle said it. On the contrary, if you just read the Gemara of Kama that he's quoting, you'll see that it's not what my uncle said. My uncle said it only as far as Shabbos is concerned, because in Shabbos the Maisa is defined differently because of Menachas Bar Shabbos. Because in Shabbos there's more of a stress, more of an emphasis on was the result that he wanted to attain, was it achieved or not, was it accomplished or not. So therefore we say, because that's what Menachas Bar Shabbos means, he has a certain objective in mind. He wants a certain result. He wants to achieve a certain result. So therefore we say that even if it's a Koch Achim Urabai, so that Koch Achim Urabai is Mitzurf to him. But even in Mazik, the Gemara is saying very clearly that, let's say, if there'll be an equivalent case to Zoriv, a leap of lips or ruach, we don't need a better case than that. What would be the leap of lips or ruach on Shabbos? Not as far as Mazik is concerned. Because he blows the coal, and the wind blows the coal, and the wood catches fire, and it's done purposely. Would he be chayav on Shabbos? So according to these Rishonim, the uncle is saying, he would be chayav on Shabbos, because it was a koyach achim rabbi, and that is attributed to them. But in Mazik he's potter. Why in Mazik he's potter? Because in Mazik mice is defined differently. So if in Mazik mice is defined differently, so certainly in Kol HaTorah Kula mice is defined differently. It's only in Shabbos it's not defined that way. So certainly in Ruteich it's not defined the way it is in Shabbos. So there's no analogy to. There's no analogy to Sof Chamaleva. So why is it in the case where he ties him up and the heat is already present and he's chayav? That's for a different reason. That's not because of the principle of the Baruch Hu. There's nothing to do with it. That's because, and maybe Thursday night we'll go over the Sukkim Sanhedrin. I want to go over the Tosus there to show you how my uncle explained the Tosus in Sanhedrin. That there in Rosef there's a special halacha of Mitzamtzim. That a person is mitzamtzim. He doesn't allow him to run away. Let's say if a person is in the water, he doesn't allow him to get up from the water. So he's chayav shem rotzeach. It's a special halacha rotzeach. So it's a din rotzeach that if the cham is already present, the heat is already present, then he's chayav. So if cham alav, it's not considered to be mitzamtzim. That has nothing to do with the principle that my uncle's talking about. I'm not just being medayka for what he says. This sense, he says it very clearly. I'll show it to you that he identifies what my uncle says with with Kol HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan did not say the Kol HaTorah. Even the Gemara Malkama, when it's all based on the Gemara Malkama says that it's only Din in Shabbos. It's not even a Din in Mazik. It's not even a Din in Mazik.
That's how we explain the Mishnah. It says someone brings the fire, someone brings the wood, or someone brings the wood from the fire.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The Ruach Mitzuyah came. A Ruach Mitzuyah came and...
Came after.
Came afterwards. So who's responsible? The Mishnah says the last one that brought it is responsible. There he's chayav for, because he's considered to have created the fire.
The first one is he wanted it.
No, but it's not talking about Shabbos. It's talking about Mazik.
Oh, it's talking about Mazik.
I mean, as far as Shabbos is concerned, they probably also wouldn't, because unless the wind was already blowing, then maybe but what he did, there was no force working then, because there wasn't a fire there. But the one that brought the coal, if the wind would come and would make a fire, and it was anticipated that it would make a fire, so then in Shabbos, and he was covered for it, so in Shabbos he would be chayav, because that's the din, the same din like people flip saruch, that he would but a mazik is badur. I mean, the Gemara that Rabbi Shach himself is quoting, the Gemara says that it's only the Shabbos is not a din in mazik. So what does it mean? It's only the Shabbos. It's not a din in ma'isa called Torah Kula. So how does he bring in the Gemara of Sof Chamalav? It has nothing to do with Sof Chamalav. Why is it when the heat is already present, so then he is chayav? That's for a different reason. Not because Korach Achmur, but that's because in Rotzeach there's a special halacha that comes in. That's the reason as to why it's chayef. And it's Sof Chamalav, so there is no din of a tzamzem. But
two things. First of all, I mean, it's clear from what you've said that if
there's
an
issue that
I say
problem
and it's troubles, then
karma
doesn't help.
That
if I understand
correctly,
that's what
you're saying. No, I said the Rama is Asa Mujabana anyway.
But there are certain circumstances. There's this telephone, this Shabbos telephone, which works on the Bomber, because it's a question of the court language.
Right. So they prefer using that. Right?
What?
So they prefer using that, right?
Yes.
And Rabbi Yashin, as opposed to that, also uses the Knevish, because he said, if you use it, so people will think that there's no difference, and he said there's no difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And Michael would say that too. That's why he very much did not approve of this idea of Roma. I mean, whenever he touched upon Sherry, he always spoke about it, but he said he didn't want to go into detail, he didn't want to be in the Zalzel and the Kabbalah of Rabbanim, but he always referred to it.
It's true. If you have a Roma, I mean, you can, as you say, with a Shabbos block, you can use the Shabbos block for all sorts of things, but nothing to do with Shabbos. I mean, I know in Kutzlaris, I mean, this might afford you, but I know there were people in Kutzlaris, they consider those to be Shomer Shabbos, who used to run their television on a Shabbos block so they could watch a football match.
Yeah, that's a question watching. There's also a question that people sometimes record the show.
Or some television.
But that's a different issue. Everything is set before Shabbos.
Right.
Here we're talking about where a person makes a change. And so I'll try to show that what Rabbi Shach says is not true. I touched upon it last time. But it's interesting, all the Rabbanim Shemeshim, they all go after Rabbi Shach. If you have internet, turn on YU Torah Org. I listened to Rabbi Baruch Simon, you'll see that Mamish following Rabbi Shechter in that. And I think my uncle, by me is Daiti, my uncle didn't say it.
But what you're saying is, though, that according to the Rush, Grama and Shabbos, aside from Zohar and maybe Ofer, is down to a Rabbanim.
Right, it's down to a
Rabbanim. Is that what they're saying?
They're saying that it's Mutar according to everyone. They're saying it's Mutar according to. The thing that's mutar according to everyone. See, that's interesting. Even the Rabbanim are very opposed to it. They don't say there's a machlokes rishonim. And my uncle said that there is a machlokes rishonim on it. They're not following
it. If it's mutar, then where did the concept of melachet machsheves fit into the picture? Because if we said by Zohar, it's melachet machsheves.
I mean, according to what they're saying.
Only melachet machsheves by Zohar? Or where everything?
No, according to the Rush, no. He's trying to explain why would it be that in Shabbos, you want to be chayiv even for a grammar. Why would you be chayiv for a grammar? So there is a halacha, the gram is mutar on Shabbos. It's mutar midraisa. The reason is because in Shabbos there's emphasis on melechus mashav. Melechus mashav is expressing the fact that there's more of an emphasis on the result when a person achieves.
They apply to all lamentel.
That's a general halacha. It has many ramifications. It expresses itself in many ways. The halacha of melechus mashav expresses itself in many ways. So therefore, sometimes a malacha could be defined as being asur, as being prohibited, for the grammar, not for, even if he's not actually doing the misa, because of this halacha of malachas b'shemes. But in Achnami, according to those who showed him that if there will be a delayed time until the malacha begins, so then. Apparently, and my uncle didn't spell it out. He said, according to these Rishonim, according to Rashi, he also said the Rambam should do that way. That it would be an Issa D'Oraisa Shabbos. He emphasized according to these Rishonim, not according to other Rishonim. Does it mean according to other Rishonim that Rav Rami then Achon Somer is right? I mean, they're not right because they don't have the right to be mekel just based upon those Rishonim. But it doesn't mean in theory. That right according to that, would seem yes. And I don't think that the Rabbanim here would. Here you have two things: Rabbanim the Mekel, Rabbanim the Machmir. I don't think the Rabbanim here that a Machmir would agree with that. I think they would be afraid to say that. No one got up and said it was Machmir. But really, my uncle is sure. In effect, that's what he was saying. He was saying that it is a. He was saying that it is a machlokes rishonim. I think that maybe you could distinguish between the Zohar, which is unique to Zohar, and the case of and maybe the case of a grand machine. Because a grand machine, even if in effect he's really turning on the machine, it's just going to take 5 minutes to start. So what? So therefore, it's not considered meisa because it takes 5 minutes for it to start. In Zohar, the rule of Masayat is different. You cannot say. The machine, you can consider it like almost like an extension of his, something similar to what the Ramban said we saw about if a person is chorish with the shore, and there's a yoke on the shore, so he has full control over the shore, so it's considered to be like a kli in his hand. So the machine, you could say, it's like a kli in his hand. So it takes 5 minutes for it to start. It takes 5 minutes for it to start. So who says it shouldn't be considered like he's washing the clothes? That
you know, there is a choresh where he does a pula and there's a delay.
And the question is the chazanish's question is when the choresh is done by machine. He says that it's considered to be a malacha. The question is. Is it considered to be a melachim kavod or kula? Is it considered a melachim on Shabbos? This is the question. Michael said very clearly, according to those Rishonim that say that Shabbos, when it's chayav koich urabai, so all of these grammar machines have no validity whatsoever. He said it very clearly. He said, according to those Rishonim, he implied that according to the Rosh, it wasn't that way. He certainly implied that. I don't know what the necessary defense is. Maybe you could still distinguish. But the Rosh doesn't say it. The Rosh doesn't say it. The Rosh says the Zohar is different. Zohar, you cannot consider the wind to be like his instrument. He doesn't have control of the wind. He's just bringing the tool to the wind, and the wind works on its own. It sounds like a machine where a person controls the machine. A person turns on the. He's the one that's turning on the machine. I say that's considered to be his mesa. But still, according to Rosh, it would be a chiddush. The reason is. This is my argument against Rabbi Shechter and all those people that follow him. That I think I mentioned, the Rambam says a nazir, if he applies a certain sum, a certain medicine, a certain liquid that can burn out the hair, and he puts it on his hair, and the hair gets burned out, the Rambam says he's not chayav malchus. So the question is, why is he not chayav malchus? So Chaim said, because it's considered to be grama. Why is it considered to... Why is it considered to be grammar? So I think Reb Chaim said, my grandfather said, because it doesn't take effect right away, because it takes time for it to burn out the air. Whereas if it would be instantaneous, then it would be considered to be his then it would be considered to be his Vaisa. It would be considered Vaisa, but when it takes time, so why is the machine different than the sun? And then, so if you would say it, so you would say it only according to Rashi, you would say it only in Shabbat. But the question is, what's the Makavri? The Gemara, according to other Rishonim, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Lechs Machshavas, Maisa is different than Shabbos. According to the Rosh, the Gemara doesn't say it. So it would seem that according to Rosh, Ein Hachanami, the principle they work with, that if it's a delayed reaction, it's not considered to be his Maisa, so then it is considered wrong. But if there's no delay in the melacha being done, then according to everyone, it's considered to be his ma'isa. Why is it considered his ma'isa? But still, so I think it's easy for me because it's like chayrish. Because in chayrish, it's done immediately. So that's what the Ramban says. It's the Ramban right. It's considered to be like to be an umam. It's like his utensil. Like a person comes with an electric saw, and he uses an electric saw to kill an animal. So he would say it's kol chachmurva. That's what Ramban says about chayrish. It's a clear that the umam has in his hand. But if it takes time for it to work, so then that's considered to be grammar, chatar, kula. But in Shabbos, according to a certain Rishon, there's no way to emphasize that it is considered to be Maisa. But what I wanted to point out was, if you take a look at what Rabbi Shechta says, he says, Uficha chaya nir l'rabbeinu, the b'sh'on chasmali, shakvol kvar kashur mutukan, the kocha, you see it? The kocha chasmali kvar poor.
Where are we going,
sir? Towards the end of the corner.
Okay.
ולפיכו חיה נירו רבנו, בבשון חשמלי, שהכל כבר היה קשור מתוקן, וכוח החשמלי כבר פועל בשון הזה, אם האדם יכוון את המתק כדי לחבות או להדליק את הנורה לאח הזמן, יש בזה משום מלוך הגמור, ולא הווה רק גרמה. Someone said to me, he's not talking only about the case where he makes the light go on earlier. It would seem that he's even the case where you make the light go on later. That's a very big chiddush, because that's not accepted. Accepted psak is that it's mutar, and I don't believe that my uncle said it. Could be that I heard my uncle say specifically that exactly the opposite. That he said that if you're making it go on later, he said then there's no melacha. He says he thinks it's a shayla of muktza, that there would be an issur muktza. It's muktza to touch it, but he said there wouldn't be an issur melacha. But so you could say maybe Rabbi Shechter, you know, just one place, he's not making a distinction. Whoever he writes about, he writes exactly the same thing, and he doesn't make the distinction.
What would the melacha be? He's preventing it from going on.
But not really. But he's making the light go on at 4 o'clock. It wasn't going to. It was going to be. There was no melacha going to be taken. He's making it go on. At 4 o'clock. No one else said that. That's what I'm saying. And I don't believe that my uncle said it. No. I heard him say exactly the opposite.
Which would have happened that way.
Let's talk about the light off. It would have gone off at 2 o'clock. It wouldn't have gone off at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, it already would have been off. See, he's causing the melacha to take place at 4 o'clock instead of at 2 o'clock. So the question is, no one said that it's us on that basis. The lot of machmirim, some say it's also because of mukta. They say the chazanis said it's also because of the sakim mana. It's considered makam patish. A lot of rabbanu will say it's muta, but machmirim don't do it. They don't do it. Roshom Zalman Arbach is the one that's clear that it's muta to do it. When it comes to making it go on earlier, going over earlier, there a lot of rabbanu said that it's asa. But my uncle is the only one who really clearly enunciated the principle. Like many of them say. That it's many of them compare it to the case of the chorish with the shor, which I think it's not a valid example because there, every moment he's in control of the shor. He's making the shor do the chorisha every moment because he's in control of the shor. He's walking with the shor. He's holding the yoke over the shor. He's making it's not the same thing where he just presses a button and the plowing takes place over an extended period of time. And it's also not clear what they all say. Is it only a principle of Shabbos, or is it a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? And I think my uncle said clearly, it's only a principle of Shabbos. It's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. And one of the proofs I have is, I have the proof in the case of the sun, that the Rambam says that there's not Chayav Malchus. Why is he not Chayav Malchus? Because it's not considered to be Ma'aseh Diluah. Why? Because the sun is certainly Kol HaChamur, it's a Kol HaChach, it's another force. But it doesn't take place right away. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not considered to be. It's in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not considered to be his and Kotzer Ruchu, it's not considered to be, it's not considered to be his Maisa. But in Shabbos it is. In other cases, and they themselves ask that question, the Rabbi Shimon asked this question, they asked a question against my uncle. But I think they're not quoting him correctly. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a person has Shem Shamayim written on his flesh, and he goes into a mikvah, and the water erases the Shem Shamayim, the Gemara says that there is no Yisur because it's only Grama. But they ask, but the force of the water is working right away. So either they leave it to Tzarachira, they give an answer to it, but it's not that the question doesn't begin, because my uncle didn't say the call to Rakula. He said it only in Shabbos. So that's one point of one horror that I say about what Rav Shach is saying. The other horror is that he's not making the distinction between whether you're making the light go on earlier or you're making the light go on later.
Well, in the case of the mikvah, so would that mean the Chayav Chatas with Dine Shabbos and Pater for being Mochek Shem HaShav?
Right. I don't know if it'd be Chayav Chatas, because it could be you have to discuss with this Makalka, Masaka, Mochek HaMasbichto, or not. It probably would be Makalka, because it's Mechikas Hashem. But as far as the question of this is Maisa, not on Shabbos, we would say that it would be considered as Maisa. The only thing I will maybe say is that maybe, even though Michael says in Shabbos, in Menachas Machsheves, maybe even in Shabbos he would say it only when it's the derech to do it that way. If it's not the derech to do it that way, even in Shabbos, the Kolech Achmurba wouldn't be considered to be his Maisa. So then it wouldn't apply to that case. But you can only say that. I think it's halach in Shabbos. In Shabbos, you distinguish sometimes what it is, the derech, not derech. Because in Shabbos, it's only considered as mess because of Menachas Machsheves. So then you say only when it's a derech, but if you say it's a principle of the Kol HaTorah Kula, what difference does it make when it's a derech or not a derech? I don't know, they ask a question for them. They try to give all sorts of answers. But my uncle clearly did not say it as far as Kol HaTorah Kula is concerned. And then Rabbi Shechter comes, this is what I'll try to explain on Thursday. He brings in the Chazon Ish, he brings in the Chaim. See, that's the page I sent to you. I'll just point it out to you. The next page, the Sefer Itzviat Zon. I'll turn it on. See, top of page, it just repeats it. The other side. Mahay time ha'cholok rabbeinu al-kama me'hakulas של ציו אחדים רבינו שלנו שיחיו בניון נגרום במנחש שבס וטען שיש שם שבס המוכרים ועוד יום ואחר ברוך הוא איזה שינו ביום השבס וידי שאהבה איזה מלוך אחר זמן you see he should have said he says איזה שינו whatever change he should have said איזה שינו that the מלוך should be done לאחר זמן earlier he doesn't say it the language really indicates that it doesn't make a difference between making the מלוך be done earlier making the מלוך be done afterwards שאין לדון לגרום כמלוך הדרייס מכל חמרובו, ומאחר שכוח אלקטריק כבר פועל בשון זה, בשור שאורך הוא אס תיקונו שלוי. So then in here, Ozvav, on the next column, he starts to bring in Reb Chaim, and he equates Reb Chaim with what my uncle said, and then he brings in the Chazon Ish, and he equates the Chazanish of what Reb Chaim said, and he says, and that's what the Rav said. And first of all, let's talk about Kol Tirkum. I didn't speak about Kol Tirkum. So what Reb Chaim said had nothing to do with Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim is not speaking about Shabbos. And then I think he's not explaining Reb Chaim doing that. Explaining Reb Chaim, and what Reb Chaim said has nothing to do with what the Chazanish said. Also, it had nothing to do with it. So then I'll try to show the Hemshech. Okay, so we're turning now to the Gemara in Bava Kama. So we saw the Gemara Bava Kama. Just read over the Gemara Bava Kama real quickly. The Gemara says, "Tapsamach amadal tana rabbanu liva v'lipsa ruach im yesh b'libuya kedei la'avos achaya ve'im la'av pater." My love is already for Sayyato. So Thursday night we mentioned the sheet is the other Gemara. We're just seeing the sheet of Ravashi. Ravashi amar ki amim zor for Sayyato han bim Shabbos. The melachas machshavas also turn out. Ha'ach grama v'almu, grama b'nizak in pater. So Rashi says, "Miskayma machshavtoi, the nichalei beruach mesayaito." That he this is his machshava. He wants it. So my uncle said for Rashi it's mashma. My uncle said Rashi is the one that says a koch mukharuba, a person is chayav for Shabbos, because Rashi doesn't emphasize it's something unique about Zorah. He says the nichle beruach misayitzu. It's a general principle of melachas machshavas that since he wants the ruach should achieve a certain result, so therefore that's considered to be his. It's considered to be his meisa. It's considered to be his melacha. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says Rav Ashi Amar Kiyam Min Zoruf Masayit. A hanim min shabbos. The melachas machshavas on sotur. Uchshegorim lizroch. He Tosis argues, because Tosis constantly says that he's chayav for the grumma. He says, Ulahachi chayav bigrumma zriyazu. He's chayav for the grumma for causing it. He's not considered to actually doing a maisa of zora. L'chach hachal lo mikim mavre el gorim. So it says very good. He keeps on saying over and over again that in Shabbos it's really a grumma, but he's chayav for the grumma. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi emphasizes the nichle ruach misayito. The implication is, he doesn't say there's something unique about zoya. He doesn't speak about grumma.
Which Rashi is that?
Rashi melachas machshavas.
Right before the Mishnah.
This kind of machshavto, the nichle ruach misayito, that he's. This is the result he wants to achieve. He wants the ruach to separate the chaff from the grain. So that's why he's. It's not beforeish, but it's much without too much. This is what he said in Rashi. For example, I can give an example. This my father mentioned. The Gemara in Perek Habayna mentions. I don't remember the Rashi in the Gemara. If a person is a Gemara Shabbos, it's possible to give me a Gemara Shabbos. I'll give Gemara Shabbos. The Braisa says Hachoylev HaMechabetz. So what does Mechabetz mean? He's Chayev. What does Mechabetz mean? So there are two pshatim in Rashi. The first pshat Rashi means that he puts the milk into the cave of the behema to make the milk coagulate. So he's chayav. What is he chayav for? It's not so clear. Maybe chayav because of boina. Whatever it is, it's like the making of cheese, but it's one of the earlier stages. But there's another Lashon Rashi that explains it differently. So the Miri says, why did the Lashon Rashi explain it differently? So the Miri says, because the coagulation of the milk, it takes time for it to take place. It doesn't take place immediately as soon as he puts it into the keva. So that's why the second Lashon Rashi doesn't accept the first Lashon, that it means to put the milk into the keva of Ema, to put a rennet into the milk, because it takes time for the milk to coagulate.
Part of the process.
But it's part of the process, but the thing is, it takes time. So, the second Lashon Rashi thinks that that's grumma. So, Fasim, that's the machoikas. That's the machoikas. It takes time. The first Lashon says, Koy chafim urabai, it's considered to be his maitha, even though it takes time. But it's halacha on the Shabbos.
It sounds like that's the ikar malacha, though. You can't do it in any other way.
I said, but making the milk coagulate is not one of the first malachas. It has to be told, it has to be applied. It's not like Zuri, where that's the way the avalach is done. Here, if it doesn't fit into malacha, it doesn't fit into. So
unless you define it as the whole picture is defined.
Yeah, but there is no malacha of making cheese. Making cheese falls into some other malacha. But it's a boina. In boina, you don't have the principle. You can't say boina. The malacha is done that way. Boina generally is done when the person actually builds something with his hands. So you see, there is a machlokes shonim. Also, there's a machlokes about whether a person when the industrial revolution started, the Magen Avraham, so the type of mill that they used, I don't know if they used the windmill then, but they speak about a rechayim of mayim, the water, would make the mill run. And the question is, if a person grains, grinds tevua in a water mill, or a chayim shamayim, with his chayim and shabbos, or chayim achatas. No, Rambam says he's not chayim achatas. And most of the achronim argue. So it's also understood that is the machlokes. It's a koich hachamur, but it's a machine. But it's not done right away. I don't exactly understand why it's done right away. I think that at least at the outset, it's probably done right away. Yeah, at least the first drop is done right away. But generally, what is done, it takes time for it to grind all of it. And the Mogen Avraham says that it's not chayv achatas. The Avraham Yisrael says he is chayv achatas.
And when he's baking?
So there, because that's the avnulachas, so that's where it's defined.
You know, it'll take time.
Yeah, so there's the question. So there you can maybe say, the melacha is in preparing it to be baked. That's the melacha, it's defined. Like the Rosh says in Zorah V'ruach Sayaita. Or maybe you could say, maybe melacha is defined, but there it is, for some reason, because the melacha is defined that way, there it is. There it is attributed to him, but there's a problem with it, but we're not really learning the sugi of Eifa. But there it's defined differently. Here we're talking about where there is no specific definition, just a general principle. Where is the koich avurubo? Is the person chayav for Shabbos or not? So my father said that's the machlokas. The Miri says that's the machlokas of Tuvah Shabbos and Rashi. That's the machlokas with Yechayim. So I want to say the one who explains it differently than the Rosh and Tosfos, that's Rashi. I think I brought down the Rosh. Do you see where the Rosh is? The Rosh of the Rosh. The Rosh Perek HaKlinis, do you see where it is?
Simon Yerol?
Yes, Simon Yerol. Rosh says,
number 6.
V'lo aminu shesiyo ruach v'siyas eish ha'kilu hu asor levado. The Rosh is the one that argues. He says that even the Shabbos, if the Malacha wouldn't specifically, be defined that way, so then you wouldn't be chayav in Shabbos.
But he had to throw it up.
Yeah, he had to throw it. That's what I'm saying. You can't even see, you can't generalize even according to the Rosh. That are you talking about why in Zorah it is?
Zorah.
Yeah, that's the way it was done.
It is just the wind. He's got to throw it up and then have the wind.
Right. That's the way it was. At the time of Machat Torah, that's the way they did Zorah. So that's the way the Av Melacha was defined. Okay, but I want to see the Sugya Bava Basra, because Tosfos in Bava Kamma then mentions the Gemara Bava Basra. So like, I think, do you have the Gemara Bava Basra, the Av Chavav? Devei Bar Miriam Bray the Ravin. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Devei Bar Miriam Bray the Ravin. The house of Bar Miriam, the son of Ravin.
Top of the picture.
He have a Nafse Kisna, when they were beating the flax, have Azla Laksa, because there's some sort of solid from the flax that falls off. And the wind would come and blow it out into people's faces, and it would cause them damage. Asul Kamid Ravina. So the question is whether he could be prevented from doing it because of Hachokas Nizikim. That's Baba Basra. Baba Kamid deals with Mazik, where a person damages and he is chayef to pay. Baba Basra doesn't deal with damages where a person has to pay for it, but a person does something which is a nuisance or bothers or it causes harm to other people, to their property, and even though it isn't actually Mazik, but there's a deal of Hachokas Nizikim, he could be prevented from doing it.
About 20 years ago.
Discussing it whether it's the problem. I'm sure there would be a din of The question is whether Koncha Bios would consent to be given away. They probably would, because they probably would not be talking about the Machlokes in this Gemara.
But they don't have a mina here? That they would be kind of chayiv damages? They just jump into
the... There's no question that he's not chayiv damages in the Gemara. There's no question. Tosfos discusses why. The question is only whether there's a chayiv of Machlokes in Zikin. Now, according to Biosi, there's a chayiv of Machlokes in Zikin only when it's considered to be direct. Only when it's giri delay, it's considered to be like his arrows. So the question is whether that's considered giri delay or not. So that's what...
Is giri delay not considered an extension of himself?
No, it's a certain type of things. It's not considered arrows. It's something like he plants something and the roots sprout and they cause damage to the property of someone else. That's considered like giri delay. But it's not considered to actually damage the bedinim mazik.
Like direct extension.
But here you have, in this sugya, you have the question of the interaction of hachakas zikah and the chiv tashlum. We'll see. So Gemara says, also comes Ravina. Amalu ki abin modavis didalei haimi dekasa mekoychay. Hachas zikhu to come on today. The wind is transporting it. So since the wind is transporting it, it's not considered to be giri delay. As maskif lo amar bravashi maishma mezorav ruach misayaytay. Also there, it's transported by the wind. Still, it's considered to be his maisa. So why shouldn't he? The question is, he should be chayav there. But the Gemara is not talking about being chayav. The Gemara is talking about having a chayva v'achazikin. So this is what Tosfos explains. Amru kamid merema amar lahu haino zorach misayaytay. So merema said yes, there is a chayva v'achazikin because it is analogous to the case of zorach v'ruach misayaytay. It is analogous to the case of Zoyer Baruch Mesayetar. It's not analogous. Ravina Maishno Migetz Hayotze B'tachas HaPatish, a spark comes out, and then the wind takes it, transports it, and makes a fire. V'hezik D'chayev D'shamim. There he's actually Chayev D'shamim, not just Chokas Zikin. As Hasam Nichalei D'lezel, Hochalun Nichalei D'lezel. According to Tosfos explains, it's not just a question of Nichalei D'lezel. There it's different because he actually created the fire. A spark is a fire. A spark is considered to be a mazik avish. He created it. The spark went out. And then the wind came and transported it and created even a bigger fire. So therefore he's chayiv because of mamad avish. But here, he didn't create any fire. He didn't create anything. This is just a very soft material that was beat off the flag, was beaten off the flags. So therefore he's not chayiv and he doesn't even have a chayiv of achrokas nezikin not to do what he's doing. But Ravina said, no, that he has a chayiv of achrokas nezikin. So the question that all the Rishonim try to come to explain is, Al-Gemara speaks about Liba of Lips Ruach. The Gemara of Basu is about Raksa. In Liba of Lips Ruach, the Gemara says, you cannot compare it to Zer Ruach Musayaito. Because Zer Ruach Musayaito, that's a din of Shabbos. What the Shabbos is called? It's a Rashi. It's a din of Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Mazik of Esh. Nothing to do with Mazik. Not with other Mazik, not with Lomar Mazik. It has nothing to do with Mazik. So how does the Gemara bring it up in Bal Basar? And in the Zemachlekes in the Gemara, Ravina really doesn't accept the analogy to Zohar Ruach Musayaytay. But Merema accepts the analogy to Zohar Ruach Musayaytay. And Ravashi accepts it. Ravashi says, Merema says it. But the question is, we just said that it's not analogous. It's a principle specifically in Shabbos. So the way the Rishonim explain it is, there's a problem with Tosfos and Bava Kamma, also Tosfos and Mavasa, but the way the Rishonim explain it is that in terms of Mazik of Eish, or Mamra Masik, there's no analogy to Zohar Baruch Nisayato. But in terms of Achakas Nezikin, there is an analogy to Zohar Baruch Nisayato. Why? Because the explanation is understandable according to the Shita of Rashi, according to the Shita of the Rambam. The Zohar Baruch Nisayato is a principle of Shabbos. The Koyach Ach Merub on Shabbos, so the Koyach Ach is Mesurf to him. It's considered to be his Maisa. What the Koyach Ach is doing, it's considered as if in Shabbos, it's considered as if he is doing it.
And he's harnessing the wind for the spula.
He wants to win the flag.
Yeah, he wants it.
So he wants to win. He wants to win. But the problem is, we saw it only in Shabbos that is a flag, not Mazik. So the explanation is that there's a difference between Chiyuv Tashlumim and a Chochmas Nefikim. As far as Chiyuv Tashlumim, it has to be defined as his Maisa Kol HaTorah Kula. In order for him to be Chayav, the Torah's Mazik, it has to be defined as his Maisa Kol HaTorah Kula. And Kol HaChmurbo is not defined as his Maisa Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not defined as his Maisa in Rotseach, it's not defined as his Maisa in Nazir, it's not defined as his Maisa in Mechilas Hashem. It's not defined as his maaseh in Mazik, in creating a mamna mazik, creating a nation. It's not defined as his maaseh. But as far as Chachokas and Zikin is concerned, it's different. Because as far as Chachokas and Zikin is concerned, we see, not everyone agrees with Chachokas. Rabbanim say, even when it's not Giri delay, there's a Chayv Chachokas and Zikin. Rabbi Yossi says that if it's not giri delay, there is no chayv achok nezikin. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says he can say, there's a time he can say, ani osav socially. I'm doing something in my own premises. It has nothing to do with you. How could you stop me from doing something in my own premises? It has nothing to do with you. But if it's that type of an act, that in Shabbos it's considered to be his maisa, if in Shabbos it's considered maisa, then he really cannot say b'toch shavi ani osav. Since there is some place in the Torah in which this is defined, in Shabbos this was considered his maisa. Let's say, as far as Hotzah is concerned, if he had an interest, let's say it's considered to be like waste material. He wants it out of his premises, and he's very happy that the wind is taking it out of his premises. So in Shabbos he would be chayv because of Hotzah, according to these Rishonim. In Shabbos he would be chayv because of Hotzah. If the wind is doing it, but he's the one that's preparing for the wind to do it. It's
Koyach Hashem Ruvah. But he has to do something.
He placed the flax there for the wind to take it away. He placed the solar, the flax there for the wind to take it away. So in Shabbos, it's considered to be his Maisa. Since in Shabbos it's considered to be his Maisa, so Melech in Achrokas Hazikin, he cannot say B'toch Shavi Ani Oisa. He can say, I'm just minding my own business. It has nothing to do with you. Because in Shabbos, it would be considered to be his mitzvah is doing, so therefore there would be, so the Gabi HaChok HaZikin is considered to be Giri Delay. You can even say it's the Gabi HaChok HaZikin, he cannot say, it's considered to be like his mitzvah that he cannot say, B'toch Shavi Ani Yosa. The Gabi Tashlumim, Chiv Tashlumim of Mazik, we say that he wouldn't be chayv. If he did damage to someone, he wouldn't be chayv to pay for it, because he would say, this is not considered to be his maisa. This is not considered to be his maisa b'chater akula. But as far as hachakas and zikin is concerned, Rabbi Yossi is the one who sets the limitation only when it's giri delay. If it's not giri delay, so there is no chayva of hachakas and zikin. So there we say that since there's one place in the Torah where it's considered to be his maisa, that what the wind transports, this psolus, this is considered to be his maisa, it's considered to be mitzurf to him, it's attributed to him as if he's doing it. So Gabi HaChazikin, he cannot say, B'toch Shali Ana Yisa. It's considered, Gabi HaChazikin is considered to be his maisa, it's considered to be Giri Delay, and he has a chayva, he's creating a nuisance for someone, and he has to...
How do we make this distinction?
Well, it's not the same thing as Chiyuv Tashlumim. Chiyuv Tashlumim requires to be his maisa and chol HaTorah Kula, like we say, like choyvel.
Like some responsibility.
What?
Some responsibility.
Financial responsibility. But here's a different thing. Here's a din. A person's creating a nuisance for other people. According to Rabbanu,
he needs to take care of him to stop.
Yeah, but it's not. But he has no right to do it at the expense of other people. That's halacha of Chol HaZikin. There's a din. It's a din.
Why do you make the distinction? He could say that in most places, I wouldn't have to do this. Because of Shabbos, there's an issue, but in most other places,
that's true. But since the Gabi Shabbos, it's considered to be his Maisa, so Gabi HaChokas HaZikin, in order for him to say, socially, I mean, it has to be something which is, it's completely not mitzvah to him. There's no area in the Torah which is mitzvah to him. So what the wind is doing is completely disconnected from him, completely unrelated to him, completely not mitzvah to him, completely irrelevant to him. What the wind is doing. But if what the wind is doing in some place of the Torah, is considered to be Mitzvah, like Rashi would say, that it's in Shabbos, it's considered to be his Meisah. So he already, even though he's not talking about Shabbos, he's talking about Achakas Zikin, but it's already Legabi Achakas Zikin, we say, it's considered to be Giri Delay, it's considered to be Giri Delay, and he has no right in this manner, in this fashion, to cause a nuisance, to cause harm, to cause damage to other people. Now it's interesting. From Tosis, it would be mashed the way, but it doesn't work in according to Tosis. That's why Tosis is a very big problem. Because according to Tosis, Zohar Baruch Misayaitai doesn't mean that it's considered to be his Mesa. Zohar Baruch Misayaitai means he's chaya for the Grama. So the question is, so what does that have to do with Achaz Zikin? Because this shot works only if you say it like Rashi. Zohar Baruch Misayaitai, the din is, the Koyach Acham Urubai is Mitzurv to him. So if it's Mitzurv to him in Shabbos, so we say it's considered to be his Mesa, also meaning Achaz Zikin. It's considered Giri Delay, he cannot say B'Shali Ani Oisa, and he's responsible to not to create a nuisance, not to create damage for other people. But if you say Zorah Baruch Messiah, if you say Zorah Baruch Messiah, if you say Zorah Baruch Messiah, is a din of Zorah Zoranto, it's not Mitzvah to him, but he's responsible for preparing the Tevuah to have the child be sent from the grave, because that's the definition of Melacha. So what does it have to do with Achakas Zikin? Why would you say Achakas Zikin that we would that the Chiv Achakas Zikin? It doesn't make a Giri Delay. And Shabbos is responsible for the grammar. But you could say there's an answer. The answer is Achakas Zikin doesn't have to be his Meisa. Achakas Zikin he's chay for the grammar. And that's a question. That's a question you'll be showing him. According to Rabbi Yossi, is there a din of Achakas Zikin on grammar? Is there a din of Achakas Zikin on grammar not? It's a machlokas Hashem on it. And as he's mazik adin grama, is there a din of achakas zikin?
If there's no grama with zikin, how can we, I think it follows, how can we achakas zikin?
No, but grama, I don't know, because grama and zikin is pater, but grama and zikin is chayiv adin shamayim. It's not irrelevant. He's chayiv, he's not chayiv adin yadam. And the Miri says, the chayiv adin shamayim doesn't mean just a moral obligation. It doesn't mean just a moral obligation, it's a legal obligation. It's just it's not enforceable in business. The Miri says if he doesn't pay the Chiv de Shamayim, he's considered to be a gazlan. He's already some of the six. It's a real legal obligation, but it's not enforceable in business. So you can say that as an explanation for the Moran. Tosafot says it. In other words, because it's not considered to be his Maisa, but he's a Grammy, he's a Goyim. He's a Goyim, so therefore there's a Choyim of Achakas.
If the Yitzchak would have grabbed it, he wouldn't have based.
That's right, he wouldn't take it away from him. Just, it's not enforceable, B'day Bezli. But so the question is, so you can explain the Gemara, but the question is, so why does the Gemara need a Gzeros Achakas of Zorah Ruch Messiah? That's the question. My uncle didn't answer the question. If you read the Tosis, let's read the Tosis above the Gemara. Let's see that he says that. Where we left off in the Tosis.
Excuse me.
If the Mizah takes something from the Mazik by Ali Ben Rama, is he going to invade him and take it back? No, it can't. Is that he required or something? Yeah, it's a legal obligation. That's what he said. And also, if he doesn't pay it, the Miri says he has a din of a gazel, he's pasulatus. He's considered like a person who doesn't pay up his debt. Not just a moral obligation to pay for the damages; it's a legal obligation to pay for it. So it's reasonable. And most Rishonim say that in grammar there is a din of Achakas Zikin, even according to Rav Yossi, because it's a mazik. He's even more chayiv to pay.
But according to the Rambam, the pasulim shemaitis has to be over a lot of sheish bo makos.
That's except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is chayiv even though it's a lot of sheish bo makos. Because of stealing, so he's persuaded because of that. Yeah, according to Rambam, it's one of two things. Rambam says either Lav Sheish B'Malkus or because it's a Rosh Hashanah.
Because it's okay.
Or because Rosh Hashanah stealing. If a person steals, he's over the six also.
According to Rambam, Rosh Hashanah.
Even if a person I think that's a sheet of Rambam. If a person is a Malva Baridis, if he lends money for interest, he's also possibly this, even Salam Sheikh. There's no Malkus for it. Salam Sheikh is even a person borrows money. And he's not stealing it, he's not taking money. he's also pasul in this.
There's no matzah.
There's
not
allowed because it's a lav nitzim tashlum. He has to pay the tashlum back. He's also pasul in
this. Nitzakra say or?
It could be nitzakra. I think it's considered lav nitzim tashlum.
Say that in zera.
Imagine zera. He's the zechir to pay back the rivers.
Nishum.
כי אמין לזור ורוח מסייעת על כאן מילים משבת, מלאכת מחשבת על סתירה. וכשגורם לזור של רוח המסייעת על הרבה מלאכת מחשבת, ולהוק לחייב בגרום הזרי הזו. You have it, the person? It should be on this page. רב אשי המקיע מזורת מסוית החיים ונשאר בסמך משבס הסתון וכשגורי מלזו את הרוח המסוית המלך זה מחשב זה הכי חיה בגרום הזוי הזו אבל איזה משך סזוי לפי עצמו לא יקרה זורי לכך הכי לא מקרה מעביר אלא גורי והתורי לא חיב אל המעביר ולא הגורי מעבור על הרוח המסוית ולהכי חשיבה הגרום על עניין האש ככל שהגרומס תקיים לגרום מלזוק עם פטר ומה רב אשי דפורך גם ירקס וליחפר Maishno Mizor Ruch Misayaitai, Mutsi Savar. So, how does Rav Ashi in Ravina and Marema there compare to Zor Ruch Misayaitai? Here we say there's no analogy between Mazik and Zor Ruch Misayaitai. So, Tosafot says no contradiction. Mutsi Savar Rav Ashi Da'acha. There it's Mar Rav Ashi. He could agree with Rav Ashi here. The Hustle in the Chiv Archach Choshev Giri Delay, it's not Laharchik. A few of Yossi could go in. No, hachakas sulam ashuvach. The Gemara segiru delay. Talking about you put up a sulam in the shuvach, near a shuvach, and a weasel can jump up on the sulam and kill the
pigeon.
So Gemara says that's considered giru delay. Chashav giru delay. Then hachakah abagav to the chashav lehosan on the grama, the potter b'tashlum. See that's why you see the Tosis is saying, even though it's only grama, mekol mekom asur. So what is he saying? It's asur, but sorach laharchik. He's saying, why is the choyv of achok hazikin? He's saying because in grumet is the choyv of achok hazikin. Not like the first six verses. The first six verses we said because it's considered to be his maisa. It's a gzeras hakasov. It's derived from zorach v'suruch misayyate. Since zorach misayyate, it's considered Shabbos considered his maisa. So achok hazikin, he cannot say that it's b'toch shini asur. It's not giri d'li. He cannot say it. He says it's considered giri d'li. But Tosafot doesn't say it. He started out like that. It would have been good if he would have said it, but he doesn't say it. And the Shitosa he doesn't say it. He says, "Apagav do lochashev lehasam al grama de pasul hashem kol mekom asur v'tzorich laharchik v'tzorich laharchik." What does Tosafot say in Baba Basra? Take a look. If you have a Tosafot in Baba Basra,
Tosafot b'dinei shemayim.
He's chayv in Yishmael. Since he's chayv in Yishmael, there's also chayv in
Yishmael.
What?
Since
he's chayv in Yishmael, he's in Mazik at Kippur. First, there's a chayv in Yishmael. There's also the Yisro Mazik. Even Mamre Mazik. There's an Yisro. Rav Chaim says it's going to have no Yishmael in Balak. That implies that a person has to watch. If he doesn't watch, then he does Mazik. He's over in Avera.
Isn't Mazik also sort of a gezer?
But it's not an Isur of Sigzal, maybe in a very general way it's a Sigzal, but not the Ikar level of the Sigzal. So there's certainly an Isur of Mazik at Ramas. Since it's an Isur of Mazik, so that's why there's a Chodesh HaChokah, that's what Tosafot is saying. In Mazik there's a Chiyuv, and there's also an Isur, the Isur Mazik. Other Mazik, there's certainly an Isur. In Mamla Mazik, there's an Isur. Grama, there's no chiyuv tashlum in the other, there's a chiyuv tashlum in the Shemayim. But there's certainly an Isa Mazik, since it's Isa Mazik, so there certainly is a chiyuv sachaka. It's a very nice explanation, but then why do you need to derive it from Zohar of a Ruach? From Ruach Messiah. But take it, you'll see. So my uncle said he doesn't understand the person's saying. Take a look at places in Golda Basra. See,
the place in Zikr.
What?
The place in Zikr.
No, Maishna Mizor. You have that Tosis?
Yeah.
You see, the Tosis in Golda Basra. We're going over to the Gemara in Golda Basra. Ravina doesn't agree with it. He doesn't accept analogy. Because he says, Rashi himself says, Nakhonis has no analogy. Shabbos is different. Nechaz Machshavos has a Torah. Avach Gramu Gramu Zachin Potter. Avach Nami Lo Gam Minan Mehasim Sheikha Vach. That's the sheet of Ravina. Ravina says there's no Chavach Chazikin in the case of the flax of Raksa. Umar Ravashi Safan Nei Dechir Tashu Lo Gam Minan Nimach Lo Gam Minan Le'inyan Harchaka Delech Shav Giri Delay Gam Minan. So that would imply, like I said, you know, the Linyan Harchaka is considered Giri Delay. It's derived from the Din of Shabbos. He cannot say the Tachshavi Ani Yosef. But then what does he say? He said, but then he ends off, he says, Kevin the Gram Bizakin Asar. If it's because Gram Bizakin, why do you have to mention Zerach Misanto? It's clear that Gram Bizakin Asar, and therefore, is a din of Hachachas Nezikin, so why do you have to derive it from, why do you have to, why do you have to, why do you have to derive it from
Zorah
the Sefer? So Michael didn't answer the question. My father did, the Shimon Bar Basra did try to attempt to explain it. I want to think about it a moment. I just want to tell you what he said. He said the reason why you have to derive Zorah Seyaita, because he said not everything is defined as grammar. Not everything that a person causes is necessarily defined as grammar. That's why I think it was the case that you mentioned the fibers. The question is whether that would be considered grammar. My father said, let's say a person walks into a room, and let's say he's sick, he has an infectious disease, and he breathes germs into the air, and all the people in the room become sick. So is he considered to be a Goyim? My father said, since it wasn't intentional, he's certainly not considered to be a Goyim.
Muad Lola?
What?
Adam Muad Lola?
Adam Uloy. That's if he does a Maisa B'Yadayim. He's not doing a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's a Grumma. Not everything. That's what I want to think about it, because only you have to try to think. Okay, not everything is fine grammar, so you need principles to find what is considered grammar, what is not considered grammar. My father says there's a meaning of a family that says that even in many cases of grammar is chayv in the shemayim, it's only when he's mechavet to do the damage. But if he's not mechavet to do the damage, then it's not even considered to be a grammar. It's not even considered.
Why can't you apply that to the ruach, over which he has no control, even though he puts the thing in front of it?
Yeah, but so maybe the mirror means that, I have to look up the mirror. I don't know if it means only he doesn't have kavanah, it means he also doesn't have an awareness that it's taking place. He has an awareness that it's doing damage, so it's considered to be grammar. But my father's just trying to prove not everything that you could say, a person was the cause, like in the case of the ship, the fibers. Would you say they were, what damage did it cause the fibers? Causes diseases?
The whole city has sick.
No, so you should say that the people of the ship are responsible. And first you have to deal with also in terms of women. You have to deal with it in terms of the sugar. This would be the sugar for it.
Isn't Dr. Wiener brought about the sakin in the oven? I thought the explanation there was that it falls not because of the wind, it falls because of the way he placed it there.
I'm going to talk about sakin. We'll get to it in a second. Negligence, you speak of negligence, first of all, Maman Amazik is a concept of negligence. Adam Amazik is a concept of negligence. They always say Adam Udalim. Even if you're talking about grammar, I don't know, that's the question we're dealing here. What is defined? Not defined grammar. Not everything that a person does is this. A person had an infectious disease, and he walked into a room, and he wasn't even aware that he was sick, and unless he was aware of it, he had no intention, he just wanted to be. But that considered grammar that he's considered to pay for all the doctor bills of all the people that became sick. My father said, no, he's not, he's considered to be grammar. So my father said that in the case of Raksa, he didn't do anything. What do? The Raksa itself really is not something that's capable of doing damage to anyone. And we'll see that in the Tosis and also in the Ra. It's the wind that really enables the damage. He didn't do anything. He just placed the rocks there, and the wind took it, and the wind did the damage with it. So you can argue that that's not considered to be groma.
What type of a wind are we talking about?
A ruach mitzvah.
Ruach mitzvah. He should have taken it into account.
I understand. He should have taken it into account. But he's not speaking here about mazik. It's not mazik. It certainly isn't mazik. The question is whether it's considered groma or not. So the Rishon discussed why is not considered mamna mazik like Eish. This is his property. He goes out. It does damage. Ruach mitzuyah. Kol chach murav yizchayim. The Rishon say it's not considered. The reason is different than avos akim maso. Avos akim maso is considered to be potentially more of a mazik than the raksa. The raksa itself is a very innocent thing. Avos akim maso is not considered. Sparks is not an innocent thing.
Right.
Sparks is even more than avos akim maso. Even more, I was rocks in the very
like dust.
The wind does everything. But he's also, it's not even like Libra Vilipsa Ruach. Libra Vilipsa Ruach, he's participating with the wind. He's not participating with the wind. He just placed the rocks there in his yard. He's beating the rocks. So one could argue that it's not even considered to be Grumma. So that's why you need the Xeris HaKosov of Zohar Ruch Masayato that you say, since the Gabi Shabbos, he's considered. It is considered to be grama. You don't say like Rashi. You say like the Rush, that the melacha is for the grama. It's not that the mice of the ruach is attributed to him. He prepared the tvua to have the grain be separated from the chaff. He caused it to happen, and that's the way the melacha is defined. But you see, he's considered to have caused it. So since the Gabi Shabbos is considered to have caused it, so also Gabi Maisik. That's exactly the question.
He also wanted it to happen.
You have to prove that in the case of chaff he wanted it. That's right. Yeah, that's what he wanted. But still, you would derive from the Gzeres HaKosev that it's considered to be grama. And since it's grama ben zaken, and most Rishonim say that in grama ben zaken is zochiv of chavis zochiv. So this is the way my father explained it. He said my uncle left the bitzurachim, and my father said that the Xeris HaKosev, Zeruch Mosheir, teaches us Grumma. If not for that, we say it's a very innocent thing, and he didn't even participate with the wind. He didn't participate. It wasn't that he was blowing the solid of the chaff together with the wind. The wind did everything, and in itself it's a very innocent thing with the solid of the chaff. So without the Xeris HaKosev, Zeruch Mosheir, we would say he's not even considered to be a Goyim. And what would Ravina say? Ravina apparently would say that, but that already takes us into the sugya of the second paragraph, which is not our Indian. But maybe according to Tosis, Ravina would say that that's the machlokas. In the Grumma Mazikim, there is no chavos hachaka controversy. Since the controversy is a chavos hachaka only begin the delay, so in Grumma there is a machlokas Rishonim on it. So those Rishonim would say that that's the machlokas between Ravina and Rema. We pass in that Grumma, that in Grumma there is a chavos hachaka. And that's really what Tosis is about to say. Ravina lo chashev lo pircha de tzor ki hechi de lo gemu shabbos in tashlumin de kabbos shabbos nechzo tzorah ava hacha gramo sefer patzor. Ravina agrees that it's gramo, but he says it's patzor. Since it's patzor, it's no chodes hachaka controversy. Hachinam lo gansom sheichayet laharchi umarvash yisov nehech nash lo gemu nechok rashi yuri lirin gamin shaper kevin de gramo benizok in asa. So the question is, what's the connection between grammar and the din of Shabbos? So father said that's derived from Zohar Mosheyeta. If it's considered grammar, otherwise we'll say it's not even considered to be grammar. Now the question is, why in Raksa is it not chayav mishum eish? So that choice is asked. Take a look at the choices.
And then possibly what?
Then mamna masik. Then he had the chayav to pay for the damages. So choice says, take a look at choice. Zikol hu the kamamti la kasha le
read
the same daf. The bigger choices before that kasha le read the chayev mishum eish midi dehavi avnas akinu masor shenichem reish galo the nuf of ruch mitzuyah v'ziku the chayev mishum eish kedam perachem v'kama v'hachi da'amti le beruch mitzuyah ayre midi perach alam is ruch mitzuyah to da'ar ruch mitzuyah kim mashra v'akonis the believer lives a ruch and the perach gets a yisra chasapach and ruch mitzuyah the chayev mishum eish. He proves talking about a ruach mitzuyah. So he says, why should he be chayav mishum eish? Should he be chayav tashlum aleiha? In the case of raksa. So va'omer read lo domi le'ish. De'ein chayav mishum eish ela kishe'asa adam es eish levadoi. Kedechsev ha'maves ha'be'er v'lo siyu ha'ruach. Va'ach kach holechas ha'idei ruach mitzuyah. So what is this saying? Then the Eish Shechayev only way he makes the mazik, he creates the mazik, and then the ruach, the wind, transports the mazik. But he created the mazik. In Raksa, he said he didn't create the mazik. Again, we read the terrors. So Omer read the Dami LeEish. The Ein Chayev Shem Eish Ala Kisha Adam Kisha Asa HaAdam Es Eish LaVadoi Kedichsev HaMavris HaBeira. Now he's the one that created the Eish. Said Velosi Ruach. He created the Eish without the ruach. And then he's chayav. Because he created the mazik. He created the mazik, so then he's the chayav shmir. Once he creates a mazik, he has a chayav shmir. But here he has no chayav shmir because he didn't create a mazik. Avachayin also levado kol ikar, elai de ruach. The ilav ruach lo havi raksa aza kol ikar, the dummy the libra of lips of ruach levato. It's less than libra of lips. Libra of ruach, he participated in creating the ish, and still he's not chayav. We discussed that.
But the Eish wouldn't have traveled if it had not been for the wind.
What?
The Eish wouldn't have traveled were not
that's
for the wind.
But
the Raksa would not but
he created the mazik. And the Eish is a mazik.
He doesn't create this, the
Raksa. I'll explain. But the Eish, he created the mazik. Now, Libra lives in Ruach. That's what we explained. He didn't create the mazik. But we explained, what if he brought the wood and the coal, and then the wind comes, then he's chayav. Why is he chayav? But he didn't create the Eish. The wind created the Eish. The answer is no. This is what we explained last year. We said, since he knew that the ruach mitzuya, it can come and create a the wind can come and create a fire. It can come and create a fire. So the wood and the coal that he brought is already considered to be a mazik. It's already has a shem mazik, and he has a chiyuv shmir, and he has a chiyuv shmir because he created a mazik. Why leave the ruach mitzuya? Even though he knows the wind will come, so I explained for bringing it, the material it couldn't be chayav. Because the wind by itself couldn't do it. So by bringing it, no one created a mazik. The one who brought it didn't create a mazik. By blowing it, he didn't create the mazik. Because he didn't blow it by himself. He blew it together with the wind. So he didn't create the mazik. And so Tosis is comparing Raksa to Libra Lipsa Ruach. It's a lesson that he didn't create the mazik altogether. He didn't create the mazik altogether. Why Avdus Akinu Masor is considered that he created the mazik? So Abda Sakin Masoy, that you see according to Tosfos, Abda Sakin Masoy, you put it on top of the roof. That's also considered mazik. If a person brings coal in the wood and the wind can make a fire out of it, so that's what we explained. Since he knows the wind can make a fire out of it, so that's considered to be a mazik. How about Abda Sakin Masoy, that the wind can come and knock it down on someone? So according to Tosfos, without Tosfos, we'd say, it's also not considered mazik, but he's responsible for the mazik and ezek that the wind creates. So you see, no. The Avnei Sakin Maso also has a Shem Mazik. But Raksa doesn't have a Shem Mazik. Why? So I think the explanation is, but we'll see something akin to this in the Ra, but the Ra explains it differently than this. You see, Raksa doesn't do damage by the weight of the Raksa. The weight of the Raksa is nothing. The weight of the Raksa, the mass of the Raksa, the weight of the Raksa can do nothing. The whole thing is the force of the wind. The whole thing is the force of the wind. The damage is done through the force of the wind.
But he has no control over the wind.
Yes, he didn't create the mazik. That's why the Raksa doesn't have a shem of the mazik. Abba Sakino Masol, let's say when it does damage, when it hurts someone, especially if it's done through through gravity. Let's say it just falls down on someone. So it's through the weight of Abba Sakino Masol. That it does damage. Since it's through the weight of the Sakin HaMasor does damage, so by his placing the Sakin HaMasor on top of the roof and knowing, anticipating that the roof is going to come blow it off, he's considered to have created a mazik. Definitely he's responsible. But a Raksa is nothing. That's what our father said, explaining about why you need that fusil.
Getting dust in one's eyes and getting dust on one's clothing and etc. That's not considered.
Right, so that's not considered. If dust in his eyes, that would be considered. That would be considered a mazik. Because that's not through the force of the wind.
Right.
The wind just transports it. But here's the force of the wind that hurts people. that scratches people. It's the force of the wind that does it. Since it's the force of the wind that does it,
it couldn't do anything.
So therefore, it's not considered to. He's not considered to create a mazik, and therefore, it's not a mazik abish. Now it's interesting. The Ruh in the Shita Kavetzis, just 2 minutes. He says something simple. He explains it slightly differently. He says the difference between Avdus Eish, Avdus Hakim Maso, and Rexis, and we'll continue on this message on Thursday night. He says in Avdus Hakim Maso, the wind just transports the Avdus Hakim Maso, but it doesn't. The wind is not responsible for the Maisa Hezek. That's in Eish. The wind doesn't do the Maisa Hezek. The wind doesn't do the Maisa. The Eish, the fire consumes. The Maisa Hezek is done by the fire. The wind just transports it. In Raksa, the wind is not just responsible for transporting it, it actually does the Maisa Hezek. And what about Avdus Hakim Maso? So he says, no, because Avdus Hakim Maso, there it's done through the weight of the. Yeah, so he says that he says you have to calculate it. Well, let's say if the wind blew it off and it hits someone directly, he said you have to be able to calculate what damage was done because of the COVID of the Avdus Hakim Maso. And what damage was done through the force of the
vertical force versus the horizontal force.
That's what the Rav says. He says you have to be able to calculate the difference between the vertical force and the horizontal force. And in the Chachamim, he went, that's the difference between the Rav and the Tosfos. According to the Tosfos, the issue is whether it's a mazik or not. So Tosfos says it is a mazik. So let's say it's a mazik because of the vertical force. Well, Tosfos can say even not because of the vertical force, even if the wind, the force of the wind, but the force of the wind transports the mass of the Avdus Hakim Maso. So the mass, also has to do with the hezek. But I think the Torah says this, once it has a shem mazik for something, see, he's responsible for everything. He's responsible also for the force of the wind. He's responsible also for the force of the wind. According to the Ra, the wind can Raksa is responsible for the mice hezek. It doesn't only transport the Raksa, but the wind is actually does the Maisa Hezek, and then there's no Chiyuv Mishumesh. But Abbas Hakim Maso, the Rav says that there is damage that's done through the Kovet of the through the weight of Abbas Hakim Maso. So for that, the wind is only considered to have transported the Hezek, and the Rav says it's only for that Hezek that he'll be responsible. For the Hezek that's done through the force of the wind of knocking the Avdus Hakim Maso, knocking the Avdus Hakim Maso against him, he said that he would not be responsible. And he said the person has to calculate it. So we have to continue next week because we have to go over this, and we have to show also the Ruach comes to explain the question: what's the Yafus of Raksa from the Zohar of the Ruach? I just want to mention one thing. My father went to Gemara Basra and he wanted to explain the Kasha of Gemara Zoruch HaSayayto. He explained it in a unique way. He said, you see, Zoruch HaSayayto, the Koich Atta is integrated into his Maisa. So he said, because even when a person shoots an arrow, he says, in some sense, there's also Koich HaChamura Bai. Why? Because the reason why the arrow moves is still through a force of inertia that the arrow moves. We call it his Koich. But there is a force of nature that's working there. It's a force of inertia. But still, we say the force of inertia that's integrated into his mind.
He has to calculate it when
right.
He takes it into account.
Right. The inertia. Okay. You know the science. I don't know.
The gravity and forces, right. And vertical right. Vectors. Yeah.
Right. So even when a person shoots an arrow, there's a koyach. In a certain sense, there's a koyach murvo. But still, we say the koyach is integrated into his mind. So in a sense, so zeruch masiyatim. You see. Also there, the Ruach, which is a force, can also be integrated into his Maisa. But of course, Rashi answers, you can't compare the Ruach to inertia. Inertia, that's integrated into his Maisa. The Ruach is not integrated into his Maisa. Only in Shabbos it's integrated into his Maisa. Okay, I just thought it was interesting. So I'll continue with this one.
The question is, why would a Ruach Mitzriya? It's like a constant. You're saying gravity is a constant, the vectors are constants. These are integrated into his action. I might argue that a ruach metzuya, he has to calculate. There's a
no, because ruach metzuya is not gravity. That's interesting. So, the reason the special is showing this in heaven is gravity. It's very difficult to
understand. Why wouldn't the
existing wind? He says the other way around. He says gravity is not even considered a constant. really was tended to move by itself. I think most Rishonim would say that gravity, because it's relative, gravity is not considered Chol Kach Milo, though. That's considered to be part of the Maaseh Hesed that his Maamon is doing. Why is gravity different than a wind? So it's all false. The reason is, I think that's very public explained, because the Chol Kach gravity is relative to the mass.
Well, it's a constant force.
It's a constant force, but
relative to the mass that you put
relative
there.
Mass, so it's considered innate and intrinsic.
So it's fixed.
In his
and you can calculate. Right.
You can calculate, but it's also relative to the mass of these objects. So his object is considered to.
When he's sucking up on the top of the building, he's got to calculate what's going to happen. The wind is an extrinsic fact. Gravity is like an intrinsic fact.
That's what you were saying.
So I might argue that if you know the wind is going at 10 miles an hour north northeast, and that's the weather condition all day today.
Yeah, but so it's not gravity. Gravity is a constant. It's a constant, and also the wind is. It doesn't work through the mass. It's an independent force. Here, the force works through the mass. So it's different. So it's not considered almost like a koyach of the Abbas of itself.